Senator Ted Cruz campaigning in Indiana today, referencing a major announcement he says he'll make at 4 p.m. Eastern time today.
We want to go down the path of a campaign that is based on yelling and screaming and cursing and insults. Or do we want to unify behind a campaign that is a positive, optimistic, forward-looking, conservative campaign?
Donald Trump calls himself the Republican Party's presumptive nominee after a clean sweep in all five primaries last night. He's unveiling his foreign policy ideas today. And Ben Carson weighed in after those primaries, saying Cruz and Kasich are trying to game the system on delegates and risk fracturing the party. This is USA Radio News.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals in over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
More than half of American voters believe the system parties use to pick presidential candidates is rigged. A new Reuters poll also shows that over two-thirds of U.S. voters would like to see the process changed. Presidential candidates Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have gotten voter support for their claims the system is stacked against them and favors candidates with close party ties. Trump wrote an editorial for the Wall Street Journal claiming the system is rigged by party operatives with double agent delegates who reject the decisions of the voters. Russia is pushing for details about U.S. plans to send more special forces to Syria. The request from Moscow comes on the heels of President Obama's decision to deploy about 250 additional soldiers in the fight against ISIS. Obama says the move confirms that defeating the terror group is a priority. It's the largest expansion of U.S. ground forces in Syria since that country's civil war started. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can listen with your Bluetooth-enabled car. You can listen to classic radio theater, Daybreak USA with Angie Austin, and my new show that takes you from online to on air, your news feed on the radio, Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphrey. Check it out, USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com.
The number of people saying they'll boycott the store Target over its transgender bathroom policy is growing. The retail chain announced last week that it welcomed transgender workers and customers to use bathrooms and dressing rooms that correspond to their gender identity. Since then, a conservative Christian group says it has gained over 850,000 signatures from people vowing to boycott Target. The American Family Association says Target's policy makes it easy for sexual predators to get access to their victims. Over half of all Americans will experience an allergic reaction at some point during their lives. USA's Anthony Lucero reports.
New York City allergy expert Dr. Leo Galland says at this time of year, tree pollen and grass pollen are the biggest culprits.
Over half the people in this country will experience an allergic reaction to something during their lifetime. It could be anything you breathe, eat, or that touches your skin.
Dr. Galland's research into pollen allergies show that they can impair performance at school, work, and even when you drive your car. He points to a Dutch study which implies that when people with pollen allergies are exposed to small amounts of pollen, it impairs their driving, to the same extent as drinking two cocktails. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Prince's Paisley Park is going to be turned into a museum. The performer's family confirmed this week that his Chanhassen, Minnesota complex will be turned into a Graceland-type facility in his honor. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
All right. Hello, it's Jeannie Murphy here. Welcome to Talented People. It's already the 27th of April. I know that usually I'm running way behind, so I'm like so excited. I'm actually on time today at 3:05. I have two guests today that we're featuring from Hunterdon County. They've got really special initiatives going on. The first one, her name is Nicole Smith, and she's talking to us about her program that she's going to get into right after we get back from the break. Room to Read is the name of it. You may know her already. She's a volunteer specialist and very authentic to that cause. And so real quick, I'm going to give you the weather update and we're going to get right into our conversation. Tonight, mostly clear with a low about 38. Thursday, chance of showers after 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high of 58. Northeast wind about 6 miles per hour. Thursday night, chance of showers again, cloudy with a low about 43. Friday, chance of showers again, mostly cloudy with a high of 56. 50% chance of precipitation on Friday, by the way. Chance of showers Friday night, mainly before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 40. Saturday, a chance of showers before 9 a.m., then partly sunny all day with a high about 64. It's only 20% chance of precipitation on Saturday, which I'm looking really forward to because I have like spring fever like crazy. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low about 43. Sunday, chance of showers again after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy all day with a high of 63. And then Sunday night, again, mostly cloudy with a low about 45. Chance of showers, but only 50% or so on Monday, mostly cloudy, the high of 61. So that's our forecast. I appreciate you listening in. We're going to run to our break on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Again, our guest is Hunterdon resident Nicole Smith, and we'll be right back after the break. It's only about 35 seconds long. Wait for us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat. Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right. Welcome back to Talented People. And as you know, we appreciate you listening so much. I also appreciate my business partner, Colleen Kelly from Mariah Media and Jeannie Murphy PR. We work together. We represent a lot of different talented people. That's where the name of the show came from. And we appreciate you listening in. And also, we totally appreciate the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce because they have this in-studio radio station, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And if you like the programming, you can listen to it almost 24 hours a day at, and you can follow along on Twitter at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. But the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is only one of the chambers across the country. We stream live across the nation, so even though we're talking a little bit about Central New Jersey today, you are listening. If you could be in Australia, it could be in Texas. I know we have a lot of listeners out there that give us feedback, but we just want to thank you and the chamber for providing this wonderful resource for us to showcase such extraordinary talent on Talented People. So that's my intro for the day. And again, thank you for listening. Hope you had a great week. All right. So today our guest is Nicole Smith, and she moved to Central New Jersey about 10 years ago from Southern California. She worked in business until she took time off to raise her 5 children. She's been a volunteer most of her life. 5 years ago, she began volunteering for global literacy through Room to Read. It's a very interesting program we're going to talk about. The local soup kitchen and the Girl Scouts is also the two other initiatives she takes part in. She enjoys using her professional skills, learning new skills, and today we're going to talk to her about exactly what she's up to. We're going to hear it from her. So just welcome to the show, Nicole.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, it's our pleasure. We're so glad to have you in. So you're going to tell us a little bit about, founded in 2000, on the belief that the world change starts with educated children. That's where Room to Read's initiative and innovative model became what it is today, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself first, and then we want to hear about what this program is about and everything else you're up to.
Okay, well, I was raised in a family that values volunteering, and so I've always been an active volunteer my whole life. And like you mentioned, the last 5 years, I've focused on three different things, locally with the soup kitchens, globally through Room to Read, and then Girl Scouts is both local and global. So I tie everything together through my volunteer efforts with that.
So. Just one of those by itself is a full-time job.
But it's a lot of fun. I'm fortunate enough to be able to stay home with my kids, mm-hmm. and I enjoy being with my kids and raising my kids, but I parent with a parenting style called benign neglect. So I give them what they need, but then I've also got quite a few interests of my own that I pursue.
No, that's great. So can you give us an idea without naming names or anything? How old are your kids? Five kids.
So I had 5 and 10 years. My oldest is 17. She's a junior in high school, starting the whole college search thing. And then my youngest is a first grader. He's 7.
That's so cute. That's a lot.
It's fine, but they take care of each other, which is nice too.
Yeah. My sister has 9 kids. So.
What?
Yeah, I'm totally on it. I get it. And I have 2, but I love babysitting. So
that's good.
So anyway, all right. So then what you mentioned is that you have been in a family of always volunteering. So give us a little history as to why or how you have the ability to be so generous.
I think it was just, like I said, a family value that I was brought up with. My grandfather always volunteered at the church and with the local firehouse. And I started out, I don't know if you remember the Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethons.
Yeah,
we used to go
sure.
out and collect for that. UNICEF boxes at Halloween. And then when I was in high school, my grandmother was very active in the hospital delivering the mail. So I became a candy striper and worked with her delivering the mail. And then I always loved the babies, and so after college, I worked in the nursery and making beds and holding babies and things like that, and I worked at the New York Foundling Hospital when I was in New York City, and then I had my own babies, so that kept me busy for a while, and then as soon as my youngest was around 2, I started volunteering again because I had more time again.
Now, of course. You know, I don't know. I'm going to say, like, I know just because when I do meet on talented people, activists and volunteers, they make time and nobody suffers. In fact, it's like a mentoring to, like you said, your parents and your grandparents did that. So basically, at the end of the day, it ends up being a really good thing. And the kids are also involved with it for lifelong. So tell us about, like, okay, so before we go, because we only have about 2 minutes, I want to hear a little bit before we get into the Room to Read, just a little bit about, more about, like, you. Okay, so you're a Basking Ridge resident. So mm-hmm. I said Hunterdon County before, but you're right around the corner.
Yeah.
And have you been there since you got back from California, since you moved?
Yeah, well, I was born in Iowa. I've lived in 8 different states. So we moved most recently from California, been here 10 years, but I've lived all over.
Wow. Okay. So now how long have you been helping each of the 3 different nonprofits that you work with?
The last 5 years. Well, my daughter was a Girl Scout when she was a kindergartner in Southern California, and then now she's working on her Gold Award. So,
oh my gosh.
So I've been somewhat involved with the Girl Scouts via her through the last decade, but mm-hmm. More recently active with the Girl Scouts.
What do you do with the Girl Scouts?
With the Girl Scouts, I'm a leader for a brownie troop. Actually, the other leader that's co-leads with me has 9 children.
Oh,
so
wow.
So, yes, we lead her brownie troop and just go to fundraise, different things, just whatever I can do, go to events and promote Girl Scouts with everything else I do.
Yeah, and you have a lot going on. All right, so what we're going to do is take a quick break because this is the perfect time to cut over to that. And here are three commercials real quick on Talented People. My guest today in studio is Nicole Smith. She's talking about the initiatives that she volunteers for. Basically, we're talking about Room to Read is our focus, but we did want you to know that she also helps out with the local soup kitchen and Girl Scouts. And so this is Central New Jersey information, and we want to learn more about her. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. Thanks again for listening in. It's already 3:16, and you know that when I say we're running ahead, we are. Because I think you were actually like, if you're paying attention every week, I'm always running behind. And we never get this much information out of our guests by 3:16. So I'm so excited. I can't believe it's the end of April. I know I say every week, I can't believe it's whatever date it is. But it's going to be May next week by the time we reconnect again here. So right now, we're going to talk about our guest. And she's going to tell us all about Room to Read. Her name is Nicole Smith, and she's a Central New Jersey resident, and she basically is going to tell us about the program. So tell us about Room to Read, Nicole.
Okay, great. Room to Read is a nonprofit organization that focuses on literacy and gender equality in education in 10 countries in Africa and Asia. It was started by a man named John Wood, who John Wood was an executive at Microsoft Corporation, and he worked there for 10 years and one day took a vacation to Nepal. And while he was in Nepal, he met the local headmaster at the school, who invited him to come and tour the local library and school. And John had been an avid reader his entire life, and so he said, of course. But when they got there, the school was dilapidated. There weren't any books or pencils or papers or anything in sight. And so the headmaster looked at John and said, hey, in Nepal, we are too poor to afford education, but until we have education, we will always remain poor. And so he then turned to John and said, perhaps, sir, you will someday come back with books. So it was a challenge to John, and John had been an avid reader his whole life, and he said, well, of course, I'm going to help these people. So he returned 1 year later with 3,000 children's books for this little tiny mountain village that they hauled up. They hauled up the books on the backs of these yaks, and everyone was delighted. These kids had never seen picture books, or they couldn't read a stitch of English, but they were excited to have books in their hands. And John did some soul searching after that and decided he was going to quit his job at Microsoft and start a nonprofit to help children in Asia and Africa get an education. And so here we are 15 years later and 10 million children later, they've helped. And the rest is history. So I just was drawn to the organization, helping the poorest of the poor people on the planet get an education. They don't have electricity. They don't have food. They don't have running water. They have basically nothing, but Room to Read has been able to help them a lot because of John's experience at Microsoft and making things scalable and sustainable and transparent, that he's been able to amass this team of about 1,000 employees and 10,000 volunteers to focus on global education. Yeah.
So what do you do, like, as far as this position goes, as a volunteer, one of the 10,000, which is unbelievable, and the story is fascinating, and, you know, I'm just curious, was he there at the right time, or was this something that is, you know, did they expect what would happen when they just, when he outreached and asked, hey, you know, maybe you'll come back and let us learn so we can grow and not be poor because of that?
Yeah, I think it was the right time for him. He wrote a book about this transformation and the start called Leaving Microsoft to Change the World, because he thought, well, I could continue to work for Microsoft and just be another rich executive, or I could potentially do something that could change the world, literally change the world.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
Literacy.
Yeah, well, I know, literacy. Yeah, well, he had the education and he had everything that he learned at Microsoft about making big goals and completing them. And then also he had heard of Andrew Carnegie, who was a giant philanthropist about 100 years ago. Andrew Carnegie built 2,500 libraries in North America. Mm-hmm. And so John wanted to emulate that, and they built over 17,000 libraries in Asia and Africa. So that was kind of his mentor, his model, and he went after it and started accumulating people. So I heard about it through there's a thing called the Chapter Network, and there's 50 chapters around the world, all over the world. And basically, when you sign up to be a chapter leader, you just sign a form saying, I am going to promote Room to Read's programs and try and raise money and try and build awareness for these programs. And they don't hold you any certain dollar amount or anything. I like to say we have zero budget. They give us zero money, and we have 100% creativity. So it's been really fun for me to come up. Well, there's a whole network. We have a Facebook group. We have meetings. We have, you know, we're all in touch and sharing and great ideas and implementing whatever works in your network and your community. It's just really fun.
So where's your community at, and how many people are in, like, the New Jersey region volunteering?
Well, about 5 years ago, what we decided to do is we started a mother-daughter chapter. So it was a nice way for mothers and daughters to connect to do something good in the world. And so we started a book sale where we collected books from people cleaning out their closets. And what we do is every June in the community center, we sell all those books for a dollar. So we encourage local kids to come buy books to stock up for summer reading, and they're all a dollar, and they're in amazing condition.
Wow.
And then we send all the money to Room to Read to publish books, because Room to Read actually publishes books in the local languages of the kids. Remember, those first books were in English, but they didn't read English.
Yeah.
So Room to Read has published over 1,000 original titles in the native languages of these kids in 30 different languages. Wow. So for a dollar that a kid donates, so a kid donates a dollar, gets a new book, mm-hmm. or a gently used book, and then they publish a book for a kid in the Room to Read program for a dollar. So $1 benefits three things all at once.
That's really extraordinary. And I'm just kind of thinking about it, like, in so many different ways, because, you know, we represent so many different authors and so on.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering about that, when the works are translated in those languages, it must be so...
Well, they aren't translated. So the other thing that they're
republished, though. No,
they're original works. They're original works. So Room to Read has built up the industry in their own countries. So it's original stories written by native artists and authors. They have readers and writers workshops to create these books. So they're it's all stories that they grew up with, and, you know, stories and things of their in their own culture. So it's not like
I love it.
Because everybody thinks
me.
That, right?
Well,
let's convert the Dr. Seuss to Lao, but no, it's all their own stories.
Which means even more to me in certain ways, and I'm sure the people out there are also happy to have the clarification, because it's just interesting. But it's so intense. I mean, there's so much to that. So tell us about a little more about your work and what you do. Like, I love the fact that you're like doing this in, you're doing it in Central Jersey, but everything is going to the, where's the headquarters?
The U.S. headquarters in San Francisco. Okay. So there's an office, headquarter office in San Francisco, and then there's some around the world in London and Zurich and things like that, other satellite offices. But all the programs are in Asia and Africa. So all the country directors of running all the programs in country are all native speakers, native residents. They know the culture. They know the lifestyle. They know everything. It's not, like he likes to say, John likes to say, it's not a bunch of Americans sent over there to boss people around.
Yeah.
It's all native. So they know the nuances of the culture and how to react in personal space and different things like that. So it's more, they're received more.
I'm sure. Because, like, the families want to know that their children are being taught by their own cultures and everything else, too.
Yeah.
Do you personally know John? Just curious.
Oh, I've met him several times at events. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You can tell when you're talking, you're like, John. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Like, I don't even know.
He's a very personable guy.
He sounds like a nice person.
Yes, yes.
Amazing.
Yes. He's right. And they're having the gala in New York City coming up in May. And so I didn't go last year. I went the last 2 years. So I might try and go again this year. And he's always there to speak. So hopefully I'll get to see him again. But, I mean, he's emailed me before. So I got an email the other day saying, hey, John asked me to contact you, or whatever, you know. So he's definitely very personable.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. 1,000 employees and 10,000 volunteers. And he actually keeps in touch with the volunteers, too.
He is amazing.
I'm pretty impressed. Mm-hmm. All right. So, like, okay. So tell us about how does, like, Room to Read also cross into the Girl Scouts? Like, what's the connection between those two? Just curious.
Well, it was just coincidentally, I knew that Room to Read was working with the Girl Scouts on certain levels for volunteer, because Girl Scouts cannot raise money for other organizations, which is a given. But Girl Scouts has World Thinking Day every year in February, and a few years ago the theme was education opens doors for girls and boys worldwide. And so Room to Read was a featured charity cause for World Thinking Day. And then this year, it also coincides because the Girl Scout Global Action Award, which any Girl Scout at any level can do kind of on their own to earn a patch and award, the focus is increasing girls' access to education worldwide. So there's just a lot of things that intertwine with the two organizations. And so that's why I always look for ways that it coincides. The other thing I should talk about Room to Read is Room to Read focuses on literacy, but also, as I mentioned, gender equality in education. So,
no, wait, let's go to a break because I want you to talk about that. And it's already 3:26. You said you could talk, and you're
I
right.
Can talk.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so we're going to go to our break right now. It's news and weather. We'll be right back. Nicole Smith right now is in studio here talking to us about the international nonprofit Room to Read, and then also how other things tie into it and what you can do to support the organization. So we're going to go real quick. I'm Jeannie Murphy's Talented People 3:26. We'll be right back. News and weather.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
My foreign policy will always put the interests of the American people and American security above all else.
Donald Trump giving a major speech on foreign affairs in Washington, D.C. today. He says America's foreign policy has no vision, direction, or strategy under the Obama administration.
Logic was replaced with foolishness and arrogance, which led to one foreign policy disaster after another.
Trump vows that if president, he would never allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. He accuses Obama of snubbing Israel and says the U.S. is not using leverage to make China rein in North Korea's nuclear ambitions. This is the first in a series of planned policy speeches by the Republican presidential frontrunner. Critics accuse Trump of not sounding serious or presidential enough about many of the problems facing the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Senator Ted Cruz says he'll make a major announcement about his campaign at 4 p.m. Eastern Time today. Meanwhile, some say he had a bitter tone after losing five primaries last night. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz attacked the media in his speech after losing five primaries on Tuesday, implying his loss was because the media is biased in favor of Trump.
Now, if you find yourself wondering why the media is so eager to have Donald as the Republican nominee, you don't have to look any further than today's USA Today front page. 40% of GOP doubt they'd vote for Trump.
Cruz said despite being eliminated from the path to the nomination on the first ballot, he will continue his campaign. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Radio News. Get your breaking news online at usaradio.com.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert is being sentenced to 15 months in prison for making illegal bank withdrawals linked to a sex abuse case. Hastert is admitting that he sexually abused members of a high school wrestling team decades ago while he was their coach. During today's sentencing, the former U.S. Speaker of the House apologized for mistreating some of the boys, saying what he did was wrong. Hastert is accused of paying nearly $2 million in hush money to cover up the sexual abuse allegations. A morning talk show goddess returns to her show after abruptly taking a few days off. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Morning host Kelly Ripa returning to Live with Kelly and Michael after taking a few days off after she learns that she wasn't informed that her co-host Michael Strahan was leaving Live to go to Good Morning America.
It started a much greater conversation about communication and, most importantly, respect in the workplace.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The private company that has already launched supplies to the International Space Station now says it could launch a mission to Mars by 2018. SpaceX sent a tweet saying it would use Red Dragon capsules to reach Mars. The tweet didn't say if humans would be on the flight, but promised more details soon. SpaceX was created by PayPal founder and Tesla CEO Elon Musk. This is USA Radio News.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's 3:32 in the afternoon already on the 27th of April. Hope you're having a great day. I am following along on a funny story. I know you know our GCAP, the GCAP girl, the Giovanni Cap. It's just so exciting. Her name is Nadine Sabino, and if you look it up online, if you're a parent or even if you're not, I don't really care. It's the funniest thing. When you stop in like a Wawa or 7-Eleven and you pick up a single serving, you know, bottle, and you want to take a sip, if you're in your suit on the way to an interview or if you're on the way to a meeting, it's so different than the way her son Giovanni actually had the chocolate milk in his hand and basically spilled it all over in the car. And she was like determined, she's a Hunterdon County past resident, to fix the product. So she actually went out to Michaels and created a patent product. And it is freaking, excuse my language, exploding. And we are watching it from the front row here. Colleen Kelly and I, and my husband Jan Murphy actually is a plastic sorcerer. She's just extraordinary. It's so much fun. I'm going to have her back on the show. Again, you might remember she was the one on Good Morning America. She was actually had a Kickstarter program and it exceeded in numbers of 175%. She has been, you know, just on a roll. It's like watching someone that you just can't believe. So check out the website, the GCAP, as in GiovanniCap.com, if you're in the mood to see something fun and watch what it does. And if you have kids or even like not going to the beach this summer, protecting from sand, just pop a straw in it. Goes, you could take the straw out, put it back in the refrigerator. It's like crazy. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, you've got the same kind of cap on it and you put the straw back in and it never spills anything if it tips over. Oh my God, it's awesome. So anyway, that was my commercial, but it's also more about, you know, Nadine and the GCAP because I'm watching right now some of the orders that are coming through and I'm like, oh my God, it's extraordinary. So anyway, tonight, mostly cloudy if you want to hear the weather in the central Jersey area. Low about 38, chance of showers on Thursday after 9 a.m., partly sunny, the high of 58. Thursday night, chance of showers again, cloudy, the low of 43. Friday, chance of showers continuing, mostly cloudy with the high of 56. Chance of showers again on Friday night, mainly before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, the low about 40, and then it's going to continue to be that way. Partly sunny, partly sunny on Saturday with a high of 64 and a low 43. And same thing again on Sunday with a high of 63 and a low 45 on Sunday night. So we're back to our conversation because our guest in studio, Nicole Smith, is this volunteer extraordinaire. She's like doing so much, and she's telling us a little bit about what she does with Room to Read or for Room to Read and also with the Girl Scouts and with the soup kitchen. Before we were going to the break, you were going to tell us a little bit about something that you were trying to clarify. Let's go back to that so everybody can follow along again. What were you thinking?
Well, Room to Read focuses on literacy and gender equality in education. So what does that mean? So girls, a lot of time girls in these foreign countries, they are not allowed to go to school or they drop out of school. They tend to drop out of school after the primary mm-hmm. education because it's too far to walk to school. They don't have the money. A lot of these families don't have enough money to eat and school's not free. So if they have boys and girls, they send the boys to school and keep the girls home to fetch the water, cook the meals, raise the children, whatever. So girls are drop out of school a lot earlier than boys do. So Room to Read wanted to change that because what they found is if a girl stays in school longer, it benefits the entire family and the extended community. If a girl stays in school longer, she's not going to marry as young. She's not going to have as many children. She's not going to die in childbirth, which is very common. And she's going to make sure her children are educated. And then she's going to invest any money that she makes back into the community at a rate of 90%. So there's so many reasons to educate girls. And Cheryl Wu Dunn, she's married to Nick Kristoff. They've done tons of advocacy for Room to Read. She says, you know, the greatest untapped resource in the world today is girls. Because girls are just superstars. So being an advocate.
Singing to the choir here.
I know, right?
I'm totally intrigued. I mean, I never shut up. So that was really cool. And I was listening. I'm like thinking, oh my God, we've had some of the greatest leaders from the Women's Summit, you know, in here, women, for the last 6-8 weeks that Laura Cummins, the, you know, amazing woman here at the Chamber, has organized. And one of the questions I asked every one of them is, you know, what do you think about the future of women and so on? But what you just said, it should be literally in bullet points, you know, in Times Square, because that is most important. I've never heard anything so succinct, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a given. It's mm-hmm. documented. And that's mm-hmm. another reason for the Girl Scouts, because I was telling my friend, Girl mm-hmm. Scouts, 80% of the women in the government today mm-hmm. are former Girl Scouts. 80% of women who own their own businesses, women executives, are former Girl Scouts. Girl mm-hmm. Scouts all about leadership. And so that's why I'm active in the Girl Scouts, too, is to promote leadership domestically and globally and then to fund the girls' scholarships globally to keep these girls in school. Because and what Room to Read does, for $300, you can give a girl her uniforms, her books, her tutoring, her mentoring, and a bicycle to get to school. Because a lot of times the secondary schools are a lot farther from them. their house and they don't have time to walk the 10 miles to school, walk back, fetch the water and do all their other chores. So they drop out. But the bicycle makes it more, it's enables them to get to school and back more quickly. And it also is safer for them because,
Is there a certain region that you're talking about particularly, like the, with the bikes, or is it, I mean, and I just to clarify a little bit about that, that's amazing for $300. And for how long does that?
That's for a year, for a scholarship for a year. Okay. So there, Room to Read is in 7 countries in Asia and 3 countries in Africa. So India, Bangladesh, Cambodia, Vietnam, Tanzania, Zambia, Sri Lanka, South Africa. I don't know if I named them all, but India. I don't know. Yeah. So Laos. And so the girls, that focused on keeping the girls in school because, again, so the story that I like to tell that Nick Kristoff wrote about in the New York Times was this girl, Thai Thi in Vietnam. She wanted to go to school. But the other obstacle that these girls face is the cultural shift. And she was one of 9 kids, and the boys went to school. The girls weren't allowed to go to school, but she was a good student. She wanted to stay in school. But her parents were like, you're a girl. You need to go be a maid in Ho Chi Minh City. You need to get to work and support the family. Forget your education. But she persevered, and her parents were so against it that they burned all of her books in 8th grade.
Oh.
They your own parents burning your books.
Yeah.
So she persevered and stayed in school with Room to Read, but then they were still mad and burned her books a second time in her senior year. So she persevered again and actually took the exam in secret and got into college. But then her problem was she kept fainting because she didn't have enough money for food. Mm-hmm. So they finally, Room to Read doesn't do college scholarships, but they found some resources for her and she was able to eat and go to school. Amazing. And now she makes more money than her entire extended family.
I'm sure.
So it's just stories like that of girls that overcome such obstacles. You know, my kids are complaining if they have, 20 minutes of homework. I'm like,
No, got you.
I just like the... like people to realize how good we have it here and to show some compassion for other people around the world who just live such different lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you absolutely do. So thank you on behalf of everybody listening. I mean, those just what you're describing is unbelievable. And, it's fascinating about the gender equality and everything else. Tell us more about all of the work that you do and to how all this applies. It's amazing.
Well, my focus is creativity for one. So being in the business world, I love interacting with
people. How are you in the business world or where are you in
When I was. Okay. So I got a finance degree from University of Texas and worked for Monsanto, which is now an evil company. But I worked for Monsanto and a training company and different software companies.
Oh,
and then met my husband and then, and then started having kids. But I used to be in sales training. So I love meeting with people, talking to people, cold calling people, explaining things. So it's been fun to dabble back in the business world, per se, but on a volunteer basis because I can still, it's very flexible, obviously. So we joined the Princeton Chamber of Commerce. We do a lot of those happy hours and try and spread the word down there. I've met with people from the university. I have a couple other people that live down there that work on our behalf. We issued a cookbook as a fundraiser.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
Tell everybody out there. We have about 4 minutes, and then we're going to recap everything and then tell them again. Mm-hmm. If they want to support and donate the $300 to sponsor a child, go a little bit farther into that. Is it specifically a girl or
roomtoread.org? There's a donate button. You can, and then it says gift through chapter. If you designate Central New Jersey, we get credit for that, so that's awesome. It all goes to the same pot. Well, as it with any nonprofit today, they focus on unrestricted giving so that the money can go to where it's most greatly needed. Mm-hmm. So we are in 10 different countries, and right now they're doing some different things. Room to Read was one of the big we started in Nepal, and so the Nepal earthquake was just 1 year ago. And so they helped with rebuilding the schools and disseminating education packets for the kids who had to have school on the rubble. So they've been focusing on that lately. So that was a great, greatest need that popped up that wasn't expected. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the focuses. And again, Room to Read is taking the next step in scaling the program to even greater heights by creating accelerator packages where they can – create these packages for other ministries, local ministries, NGOs, to utilize the proven methods of teaching literacy to greater numbers of kids in mm-hmm. these countries. Mm-hmm. So right now they're focused on the accelerator package. We do a lot of research, monitoring, and evaluation to make sure what we're doing is working, partnered with UNICEF, different organizations. So does that answer your question?
Absolutely. No, my goodness. Of course it does. Yeah, it's just so interesting. So you're saying that roomtoread.org is the place to go, and that if someone out there, because we are streaming live everywhere right now, if someone happens to be in the central New Jersey area, they want to click on and give credit, because it is important. I think it's really important to keep the volunteers recognized and motivated, and just, you know, by knowing that your work is actually paying off, someone's listening, mm-hmm. someone cares. So if you want to do that, then you basically can put your you can click the button to give acknowledgement to that. Yeah, as
click
you
donate, and then it says gift through chapter. You select Central New Jersey, because there's about 50 chapters.
We're going to go to our break real quick on Talented People. Be right back. Stay with us through the break.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. It's already about 3:47 on April 27th. Thanks for listening. As I always say, sometimes I feel like a recording here. I am a live person. I've got two guests in studio right now. Our second guest coming on for 4 to 5 on Talented People is here in studio, and her name is Diana Andes, and she's going to be talking about her food line. But right now we're kind of finishing up with Nicole Smith, who's just really just doing so much. I got to give you a lot of credit and thank you for doing the work that you do on a volunteer basis and everything you're doing between Room to Read, the Girl Scouts, the Soup Kitchen. You didn't really get a chance to talk about that a little bit. You have a second or two to tell us about what's going on with that?
Well, sure. I started with the Community Soup Kitchen in Morristown, coordinating the team from our church. And then a couple years ago, a church from Plainfield reached out and they wanted some extra help. And so I coordinate that once a month for them now. And it's great because I take the kids with me or my husband and we get to serve a meal. And then I also turned it into a cooking school where I invited my daughter's soccer team over. They all needed service hours for confirmation, and so we made 250 meatballs to serve to the soup kitchen. So they got their service hours by making meatballs, and then some of them went down with me to help serve them. And it's just, like I said, I try to incorporate volunteering at an early age, which they do through CCD hours at Girl Scouts and school and things like that. So
I'm going to say something, and I know everybody out there is going to go, I can't believe she just said that, but I'm going to say it anyway, okay? Because both our sons, my husband and our sons, Brandon's 19 and Michael's 23, living in Texas University, Austin, yeah. And so the thing is, when they were looking for community service time for their communions, okay, or confirmations, excuse me, I cannot tell you how difficult it was. It was like, and I know why people out there who are listening, if they have Catholic kids and they had to do community service, you know, hours. Do you know how hard it was that I ended up, my son, and I know Colleen, my business partner, is listening out there. This is where he ended up, Michael, having to do his community service hours, was doing janitorial work at East Amwell School, where I went to school, and that was it. I would knocked on 100 doors begging to offer his services with him. We were walking around going, what can he do? We asked so many nonprofits. Yeah. So I'm serious. Can you just repeat what you just said? Because I believe that there are a lot of parents out there who have these challenges. I think you should let most of the Catholic churches know that you guys do have this ability, because for a parent, it's tough. Not to diminish the volunteering side of it, because I understand how important it is for people who are accepting and having volunteers. But when you're trying to volunteer, it's amazing how hard it is to find a place to take it. I remember I'm going to add one more thing. I was doing an event in Chicago, and it was another nonprofit volunteering event, and we ordered like 100 pizzas. And it was like we went out on this event, we got through the boat, everybody gave their donations. At the end of the day, there were like 20 pizzas left. And I just couldn't leave the 20 pizzas and throw them away. I was like, I have to give these pizzas away. So I literally walked around Chicago with like a security guard trying to give them to the homeless. And there weren't any that night. And we walked around. I ended up giving them to this guy who was like a security guy in the front of like a really glamorous thing that said he did have people that he would have take to the food pantry.
Well, actually,
it's harder than you think, but the volunteer work we totally appreciate. I just want you to let everybody know about where there are places that you can go for things like that.
Now, actually, there's a new nonprofit starting in New Jersey.
Really?
By three moms, and it's called Kids Supporting Kids. And hopefully she won't mind me jumping the gun here. It's in the works, and I've been trying to help them as much as I can, but her focus is on service, kids providing service to other kids. She's issued kindness cards, and there's a whole – it's in the works, but Kids Supporting Kids.
New Jersey.
She's right in Basking Ridge with me.
Cool.
So,
We want to know.
You should have her on.
No, yes. You can bring her back okay. When you're ready. Okay. You know, let us know, because that would be really great. And I do think, I know that the people who are listening, Talented People, are always like following along, and they do a lot of things to follow up on what we offer out there. We want to go back to where you could possibly donate onto Room to Read.
Roomtoread.org. Yep.
Okay. And then, you know, you have a couple minutes left. So sorry I had to go off my tangents, but that's to make sure everybody knew, because
It's hard with liability. You have to be 16, you have to be 12,
oh my God.
Whatever. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then my kid, he was like mortified that he was walking around the classrooms there, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, you know, kids around. He was emptying the garbages, but he got the hours, thank God. And we all laughed, made him a better person. There were some kids who gave him some tough times, but yeah. Everybody laughed when I told him that.
We just get creative. So the VNA always, not the VNA, the AAUW always has a book sale in August in Bernardsville near us. And so I just corralled the volunteers for Room to Read, and they helped sort books. So I just partner with other local organizations organizations. At Ridge High School, where my kids go, the sophomore year, every child has to do 25 hours of community service. And so we're on the approved list for that.
Wow.
They're starting a club at Ridge High School and some other high schools in the area. So there's always creative ways to have a readathon or do tutoring or host your own book sale.
What about the books, like for donations? Can you tell people where? Do you want donations?
No, I don't. Monetary donations and awareness.
Yeah, monetary.
Because they don't read English and they publish their own books. So,
and when you sell them for the dollar and donate the money, though, that's for your book drive, right?
The kids are buying the books. So people drop them off on my doorstep.
Oh, God.
And then,
stick with the cash.
I'm the clearinghouse, yes.
Yeah.
My husband is ready to kill me.
They need money. It's for a good cause, my God.
Exactly.
So $300 again, like is one of the levels of contributing. Can you go lower or higher? I'm sure
Any amount, but even if you want your kids involved, $1 buys a book for a kid in another country. Mm-hmm. That's easy, so easy.
On the site or
you can donate $1. Well, and this year Mother's Day is a couple weeks away. I always give my mother a book, and I always make a donation in her honor because she taught me to read, essentially. And so Mother's Day is a good way to donate money to someone who's learning to read in another country. So you can give it in honor of your mothers. There's e-cards on the site. Roomtree.org/ecards. They have Mother's Day gifts where you can say, I'm giving a donation in your honor for Mother's Day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. So, all right. Last words. You have about 2 more minutes. Is there anything else you want to make sure everybody knows out there?
I think
it's very important. What you were talking about was really, really interesting.
Well, this is not my quote, but a quote that I often share is, if you want to be happy, help someone else. Mm-hmm. So I fully believe that. I'm ecstatic in my life because I'm helping others because it's really fun. And it's one way to get out of yourself, get out of the materiality, get out of your troubles, is to help somebody else, because there's always people that need help, whether it's a shoulder to cry on or a kind word or a gift or an hour at the soup kitchen. There's always a way to help others. And if you focus on that, you're as good as gold.
Yeah. And your soul's as good as gold too. So that is so great. All right. Well, we're already at 3:54 and we're going to go to our news and weather. And then we're going to start with our next conversation of talented people with our guest. Her name is Diana Andes. And she is actually, I'm going to try to say it. Is it Liao's?
Yeah.
Liao's?
Yeah.
Liao's Food, and they're right here in Washington, New Jersey. She's going to tell us all about it. I'm understanding that it's making so much progress, and this is going to be like a household name. So we're going to be talking about that in a minute, but I do want to thank you, Nicole Smith, for being here today.
Thank you.
Just really thanks for all the work you're doing. Congratulations on behalf of everybody that you're helping out so much and Room to Read. You know, there's really no way to thank you enough.
Thank you. I'm having a great time.
All right, good. Well, okay, it's 3:55. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Stay with us for Talented People, the second hour, 4 to 5. Thanks.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
My foreign policy will always put the interests of the American people and American security above all else.
Donald Trump giving a major speech on foreign affairs in Washington, D.C. today. He says America's foreign policy has no vision, direction, or strategy under the Obama administration.
Logic was replaced with foolishness and arrogance, which led to one foreign policy disaster after another.
Trump vows that if president, he would never allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. He accuses Obama of snubbing Israel and says the U.S. is not using leverage to make China rein in North Korea's nuclear ambitions. This is the first in a series of planned policy speeches by the Republican presidential frontrunner. Critics accuse Trump of not sounding serious or presidential enough about many of the problems facing the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
I'm Russ Jones, USA Radio News Director. My team and I are passionate about bringing you the best news product you can find on the radio. While we aren't biased, we are unabashedly American. With news bureaus across the nation and even Israel, we deliver news and sports 24 hours a day. If you miss the news at the top of the hour, make sure you check us out on the web at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com.
Senator Ted Cruz says he'll make a major announcement about his campaign at 4 p.m. Eastern Time today. Meanwhile, some say he had a bitter tone after losing five primaries last night. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz attacked the media in his speech after losing five primaries on Tuesday, implying his loss was because the media is biased in favor of Trump.
Now, if you find yourself wondering why the media is so eager to have Donald as the Republican nominee, you don't have to look any further than today's USA Today front page. 40% of GOP doubt they'd vote for Trump.
Cruz said despite being eliminated from the path to the nomination on the first ballot, he will continue his campaign. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Radio News. Get your breaking news online at usaradio.com.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert is being sentenced to 15 months in prison for making illegal bank withdrawals linked to a sex abuse case. Hastert is admitting that he sexually abused members of a high school wrestling